Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
I think that, honestly, the conditions facing Native Americans when they're trying to vote would be shocking to the average American.
That's attorney Jacqueline DeLeon with the Native American Rights Fund. Today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and voting rights groups are ramping up efforts to make sure Native voters can overcome obstacles to the ballot.
For example, just unreasonably long distances to the polls, as far as like 140 miles for in-person voting opportunities. You couple that with the inability for Native Americans to receive ballots at their home because of the lack of mail delivery often. So we have a real perfect storm for a lot of problems for Native Americans casting their ballot.
Arizona, a swing state with contentious elections this year, has 22 reservations. On Navajo Nation, with just one post office every 707 square miles, there's been lengthy mail delays. Four Directions, a Native voting rights group, is part of a lawsuit to allow Arizona ballots to be postmarked by Election Day. Four Directions' O.J. Simmons is also a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe in South Dakota.
You know, we're looking really hard and working with Minnesota tribes, Wisconsin tribes, Michigan tribes, in North Carolina. So we're actually looking at key battleground states.
Including Pennsylvania, where Biden spoke to union members this weekend. And a federal court there ruled against the Trump campaign's attempt to limit Pennsylvania's drop boxes, require signatures to match registration records, and allow non-resident poll watchers at polling places. Suzanne Almeida is with Common Cause Pennsylvania.
So it's no secret, right, that Pennsylvania is very much a target for partisan political actors who are looking to delegitimize and destabilize our elections.
This year has broken records for litigation over voting access, and more is expected. Some will make it to the Supreme Court, one reason Republicans are eager to fill the open seat quickly. The confirmation hearings for Trump nominee Amy Coney Barrett begin today, just over 2 weeks after Trump announced her nomination at what Dr. Fauci has called a, quote, super spreader event. Law professor Eric Siegel with Georgia State University says confirmation hearings have historically gone on during election years, though none just a few weeks from the election itself.
But we can't look at it that way because the Garland maneuverings changed everything. And for the Republican Party to say that President Obama didn't get a pick for a year, basically, but they can rush through this nomination, of course, is hypocritical.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, chair of the Judiciary Committee, controls the hearings. His opponent in November, Jamie Harrison, just broke the fundraising record for a Senate candidate in a single quarter, taking in $57 million in the third quarter. The previous record was $38 million. And on Saturday, Trump spoke from the White House balcony to hundreds of supporters dressed in campaign gear and waving flags. His first public appearance since being diagnosed with COVID-19. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening.